The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. First of all, it's free, which is awesome. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, which means no fancy equipment, and that's super convenient. Anchor will also distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all the popular apps out there. And you can even begin making money from your podcast right away, because there's no minimum listenership required to start monetizing. So that's cool as well. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. That's anchor.fm to get started.
This episode of the Autism Dad podcast is going to be sort of a special thing. My oldest son, Gavin, he's 19, had a wish granted a couple years back. It was in 2017, fall of 2017. He has very fragile health, and he was granted a wish because of his health. And the organization that granted his wish is a local organization in my area in Stark County, Ohio. They are called Wishes Can Happen, and they are a truly amazing organization. They're very grassroots. They help families, you know, all over the local area where we're at, have wishes granted for their kids who have serious terminal or life-threatening health conditions, and Gavin certainly qualifies for that. And when we had the opportunity to have a wish granted for Gavin, it was a very bittersweet experience, because it's amazing that he can have that opportunity, but at the same time it's crushing, because you know that he qualifies, and that's a very difficult thing for a parent. It's not easy to talk about, and it's very hard to talk about. But every year, Wishes Can Happen does a fundraiser, and last year, 2018, Emmett and I were interviewed by a local radio station, 94.1, and we were sharing our story to help raise awareness and to help raise money for this amazing organization. And so I thought it would be appropriate, as I'm launching this pod and trying to do something positive with this, to sort of help raise awareness for organizations like Wishes Can Happen, or Wishes Can Happen in particular, to help people sort of put into context what giving to organizations like this, what it means to people, and the impact that it has on families like mine. And I wanted to share this interview because I really feel like it's important that people understand. And if you can donate to organizations like this in your area, or Wishes Can Happen, or organizations that grant wishes for kids with terminal or life-threatening health conditions, it's absolutely worth it. This is life-changing for families like mine. They allow you to do things that you would never have been able to do otherwise. It lets you make memories that you would not have been able to make otherwise. And it's very emotional for me to talk about. So I wanted to share the interview, because I think it's important, and Emmett did a really, really good job. during this interview. And, you know, it sort of talks about our trip and what we did and why Gavin qualified and things like that. So I hope that you appreciate what you're about to hear and can, I guess, better understand what it's like for families like mine and the countless others out there who have kids that are living with terminal or life-threatening health conditions. So stay tuned. And what you will hear next is the interview that Emma and I did to help raise awareness for Wishes Can Happen last year. So thank you guys again for tuning in. And I will talk to you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.
Absolutely. And as we've been sharing these stories and these vignettes of past recipients and whatnot, we also have live interviews that we're doing here with special guests that have benefited from Wishes Can Happen and have had these experiences and are kind enough to come back and share those with us. And we've got Rob and we've got Emmett with us today. Emmett is Gavin's brother.
Yeah.
I guess Gavin not feeling too good today.
Yeah, he's not feeling. He hasn't been feeling good all week.
Okay. But you guys are out here in support of Wishes Can Happen. And
oh, yeah.
And we'd love to hear your story of how you got involved and what Wishes has done for you guys.
Well, thank you guys for doing this, first of all.
Of course.
Our pleasure.
Our wish was granted. Well, Gavin's wish was granted last September. So it was about a year ago. Gavin never really had any health problems growing up. And then about 8 years ago, routine like blood work came back and he had lost his immune system.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Nobody could figure out what exactly happened. But then it was sort of like a cascade of things. He ended up developing epilepsy within probably like 6 months of that. And then he started experiencing what the Cleveland Clinic ended up calling autonomic crises, whereby his brain just sort of stopped controlling his blood pressure and his heart rate.
Take your time.
Anytime one of those things happened, there's no way to stop it.
As a dad, you want to fix things. You know, I understand. I don't understand how badly you want to fix what you had to go through, but I understand as a parent, you want to be able to just go, all right, here's how we fix that.
Yeah, well, yeah, and it's frustrating when you can't figure out what's behind it. There's no name for it. It's just something that happens. And there's been a lot of really, really, really close calls that we've had. And we reached out to Wishes Can Happen probably about this time last year, actually. Something like this never really occurred to us to do. And we heard back from Madeline. It was like 2 hours after we reached out. It was unbelievable. And she, you know, collected her information and she got the ball rolling and we ended up going. Well, Gavin's wish was he's big into Legos. He always has been. So all he wanted. Oh, it's sort of funny because if you know him, he doesn't want anything really. But all he wanted to do was go to Legoland and get a Lego set.
From the gift shop.
From the gift shop. So
all the way to Florida to go get a thing of Legos.
Right? But that's, you know, that's kids, though. They want to go to the gift shop. That's a big
deal.
And
it's a very simple thing that he wanted, you know?
Right.
And
he ended up getting so much more. He ended up getting a whole vacation.
Because that's how wishes works, right? Was that cool or what?
Yes, and you got to go too, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you're like, he got a vacation, and so did I.
We Madeline and Wishes Can Happen have been, they were amazing. I mean, they've still been amazing. All three of our kids have special needs, and so flying to Florida wasn't practical for us.
Right, right.
And so she made arrangements for us to make the drive to Florida, which...
Wow.
That's a drive.
Flying would have been a lot easier.
Yeah, of course it would have been.
But the drive was fun, you know? I mean, we made a lot of memories doing that. It was safer for Gavin because we didn't want to be on a plane if something happened.
Of course.
We had two hotel stays. We ended up going... We stopped at Daytona Beach. So...
It was amazing.
Everybody basically got to see the ocean.
And look at the smile on your face, right?
He got to see the ocean for the first time, you know?
Nice.
And then we ended up spending most of our time at Give Kids the World, which is an amazing place. It's so hard to get people to understand, like, how amazing that place is. They make it so that you don't have to worry about anything the entire time that you're down there. You can just sort of... I heard you say earlier, like, you just feel normal.
But you don't get a lot of that, I bet, when you're going through this kind of thing.
And we got to see... we went to SeaWorld and Universal Studios. They're late kind of bloomers into Harry Potter, so they, you know, 20 years later, they're just now getting... into Harry Potter, but they got to see Harry Potter World. It was an amazing. We've never been on a vacation.
I'm sure.
I bet.
So that it was an amazing experience, and Gavin had so much fun, and he did really. I mean, we were really lucky because the whole time he was down there, like he has to get they call it IVIG infusions twice a week, which is basically donor antibodies. To give him an immune system, and it doesn't last. So he goes every Monday and Friday. Otherwise, you know, he would get sick, and then he'd be in the hospital, or, you know, he wouldn't be able to fight anything off. But he didn't have, you know, he didn't have any problems the whole time that we were down there. It sort of helped us to get back on our feet.
Yeah.
You know, after it's a long road, you know, and I think organizations like Wishes Can Happen, and like you said, they fly under the radar everywhere. We didn't know they existed. When you're down there, you don't see anybody wearing Wishes Can Happen t-shirts. They don't throw their name out there. You know, they're very they don't like credit for any of the things that they do, but they provided something. We've never been able to do ourselves.
Right.
You had fun, right?
Yeah. And before we went to Daytona Beach, we went to Charlotte, which when we arrived, it was nighttime, and it was beautiful.
Charlotte is a cool-looking city,
isn't
it?
It's one of my favorite places.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, every donation that people make, I don't know that they realize the impact that it has.
Every dollar, heck, even every cent, is important.
You're right about
you
that.
You are so correct. And how was it for you and your brother to see the smiles on your parents' face?
It was amazing.
I heard you mention too that you know you have the child that's going through it, but you also have, you know, these.
Yeah.
These guys.
It affects everyone.
Yeah, and it just lets everybody just put everything aside for a little bit. You don't have to worry about money while you're down there. Everything is provided, and you just get to do things that we would never have been able to do otherwise. And so it's there's no amount of thank yous that is sufficient to say that can. Express how we feel after being able to do something like that. you know, if you can donate, donate anything. I think people don't realize the importance of organizations like Wishes Can Happen and until something touches their lives. You know, you go about your life not realizing,
not knowing how important one organization is until it happens, until the organization does something to you.
You don't realize the importance of things like this until something happens. And you know, we've learned, I mean, we don't take anything for granted. Because you just never know what's going to happen. And this has been such an amazing experience for us as a family, and I know for Gavin. And if we can help by sharing our story, and it's not an easy thing to do, as you can tell.
Yes.
But, you know, we want something positive to come from all the things that we deal with. And, you know, we try to share our story and help educate people about, you know, even not taking what they have for granted, because you don't know. And there are people that have it much worse than we do. And so, you know, things like this are really, really important. And I really thank you guys for taking the time to help support Wishes Can Happen, because you're supporting them, but you're supporting the families that have been through this, and that may be going through something like this in the future. And they, you know, it's nice to know that there's somebody there that's going to step in and help.
And I just hope that any family that has kids with special needs get to just have as much fun as we did.
I hope so, too. That's awesome. And you said you can't give enough thanks. I think you being here and powering through that story and sharing that with people and encouraging people to come out and advocating for Wishes Can Happen, that's more than enough of a thank you.
I write about it all the time, and it's easier to write about it than just to, like,
yes,
talk to people.
Right.
Talk in person about it. But, you know, I mean, it's so hard to explain the emotions that go through things when you aren't experiencing those things. And you know, Madeline took care of everything. We didn't worry about anything the entire time. She had it mapped out. She had hotels, you know, picked out, and everything. You know, they made sure that these guys weren't lost in the shuffle, you know.
Yeah.
And so it's just you truly just have to get there,
right?
You know, and that's it. Everything else is done for you, and it's an amazing, amazing experience.
Man. One more question, Emmett. What Lego set did your brother get? Do you remember?
Yes.
I know, it's been a while.
It was from the new Lego Ninjago movie.
All right.
It was the green mech dragon.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, yes. I know that one.
He was happy because I guess you can't get it anymore unless you get it directly from them. So he was very, very happy.
Very nice. Very cool. I've got two boys of my own. My niece and nephew live with me, and I'm sure you see, you know, siblings, they fight, but there is that bond.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know they love each other, even when they're button heads and, you know, clawing and scratching at each other. And just to see you here supporting your brother and your family, Emmett, that's awesome. And thank you for supporting Wishes Can Happen. And, Rob, thank you, too, for
sharing
that story.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for having us.
We appreciate it so much. I mean, I think with Rob and his family here, we can't express that, no. You know, what they've shared with us from the health journey to what Wishes has done. This right here is everything.
Absolutely.
This is everything right here.
Yes. You can make your donations either in person here in the tent. We've got the drive-up donations. Folks are standing out there waiting for you to pull into. You can call the CSC phone lines, 330-649-WISH. That's 330-649-WISH. Or, of course, you can go online to mix941.com and donate online that way as well. But Rob and Emmett, thank you guys so much for
sharing
with us.
Can Can I say one last thing?
Sure.
Absolutely.
Go for it.
For all of those people that have donated, you have made 18 families get a wish now.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thank you guys so much.
You are very welcome.
We'll be back in just a few minutes live from the DeVille Apartments Pavilion. It is our 11th annual Mix 94.1 Alt Care Wishathon for Wishes Connect.
The Autism Dad is brought to you by Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it is 100% free and it is ridiculously easy to use. And now, Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. So if you have always wanted to start your own podcast and you want to get paid to do it, go to anchor.fm/start. That's anchor.fm/start.
This was a really emotional pod for me because, you know, talking about my son's health is very difficult. It's very emotional. Most of the time I can't do it without breaking down. But I think it's important that you as a listener, you know, understand what it's like for families like mine. You know, don't take your child's health for granted ever. Never. Don't ever do it. And I wanted to raise awareness for organizations like Wishes Can Happen. I mean, Wishes Can Happen did things for us that we would never have been able to do on our own. I mean, it just never happened. You know, and they do it in such a way that we have nothing. There was nothing for us to worry about. All we had to do was spend 10 days being a family and making memories and doing all kinds of things like that. So, you know, Wishes Can Happen is an amazing organization. And you can find them at wishescanhappen.org. They serve counties in sort of Northeast Ohio. You can donate if that's something that you want to do. You know, my purpose with this, sharing this interview today was to raise awareness for what they do. You know, if you want to donate, that's on you. I'm not asking you to. I just wanted you to be aware of the kind of work that organizations like Wishes Can Happen are doing for families like mine. So again, I appreciate you guys tuning in. You can find me at theautismdad.com. I will try to publish a new episode every Friday. So check me out on your favorite podcasting app. Hit the subscribe button. You'll be notified as soon as a new episode is published. I appreciate everything you guys do. Have a great day.